Okay. Now we're finishing off Parshas Bereishis. If you take a look at the descendants of Cain, descendants of Shais, when Shukim talked about Cain, he gave birth to Chanoch. Ramban writes, and most Rishonim write, the reason that people lived for such lengthy amount of time there is dual. One, Pasuk says, Lo sohu v'rosu v'sheves yitzaru. Kadosh Baruch created a world to be inhabited, and in order to populate the world quickly, to have a functioning society, so they lived long, were healthy long, and had an incredible number of children giving that long, healthy life. And the idea, once you had large numbers of people, so the idea of building cities, that began with Cain already. He bone ear. He had through Lamech. And then who was Batela Oda as Yov Yoshev Ohel Mikne? He invented a whole different type of life. That he would have large numbers of grazing animals and move from place to place. While originally Cain had built everything around cities, here he said, no, I'll have a different type of life. A different type of life. He had a brother, Yuval. It was Yuval. What did he invent? Kino v'ugof. All sorts of musical instruments, Ibn Ezra, Chochma Gadola, the concept of music he invented. And then, he goes on, Gami Yoldas Tubal Cain. He discovered how to use copper and steel. So all the major advances in society were achieved by Cain's descendants. Okay. On the other hand, then we get to Shais. It says, Sefer Toldos Sodom, Brion Bro Elokim, Odom Bid Musilukim, also. Adam Arishim was created at Salam Elokim, Gufan and Hashamim. And Medrash tells us, that Adam Arishin had many children until then. So that's 130 years. What happened in 130 years? And those children, they were not B'Tselem Elokim. And finally he had Shais, was B'Tselem Elokim. What does that mean? I mentioned last week, one of the unique brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is while when the Adam HaRishon was created, is Ofer Min HaAdoma. Ramban writes, Nase Adam B'Tzalmenu Kimusenu. The earth gave out the Guf HaAdom. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in that in Neshama. Subsequently, when human beings produce a child, so we say, Ashiyotzot on the B'Tzalmo, Selim Gvusim Ami, so Hiskin Lomi Menu Binyan Adayad. He gave the parents the ability to produce not only a physical child, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will plant a neshama in the child. And now, what does that mean that happened, all those things that happened within those 130 years? What happened was one or two things. Either they did not have the capacity for some reason. Well, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the fact that we're created with a Tzelem Elokim is not necessarily a given. Because a person can distance himself so much from any ruchnius in his life and totally dismiss his neshama from having any normal function. And could be Kai, the first Rotzeach. And it could be his descendants simply, even though they had the potential to have a Tzelem Elokim, they never activated that potential. It's hard to tell. So then we have Adam Achrei Olido Shei Shmona Meo Shana Vayolad Bonam Abonos. And Ramban here says, until the marble, we have a detailed statement of how long everyone lived when they first began having children. And the reason these people lived very long, said the Ramban, Adam Rishon was created directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, direct act of creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he was created as a physically perfect human being. As a physically perfect human being, he would have had the capacity to live forever, except because the chait, he was declared to be a ben moves. But still, being physically perfect, should have lived forever. And you see, until the marble and after the marble. What changed, said the Ramban, says. Adam marble, or you may have, but orachahu. It's approximately everyone lived the same amount. Some lived more, longer than others. And Shem was born before the marble. But that's why he was Maruch Yom. He says, "Kashabam marble aretz niskalka aleihem o'avir." The climate changed. Everything changed, and people were not as healthy as they used to be, and you have a gradual a decline until the Dor HaFloga. The Dor HaFloga, there's a further decline. He says, in the Derus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, everyone lived that amount of time, which is 70, 80 years. Except Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because they were tzaddik and gedolim, were Ma'arich Yomim. And that's why Paro asked Yaakov, how old are you? He had never seen anyone of that age. And the purpose of all of this was to populate the earth. You should have a significant population to have a functioning society. Now, so Unkle says, "V'halach Chanoch b'tchalto d'Hashem." Chanoch was a tzaddik, and if Targum Yonah says, "V'apalach Chanoch b'kushto kadam Hashem," and he was an ish, total ish emes in his functioning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sincere, 100% honest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with no other. Or lesser im Dairi Ara. And what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away from this world early and put his neshama in the Olam Emes together with certain malachim. Okay. Why? So Rashi says, Zut tzaddik hoya. He was a tzaddik. V'kal ba'daito loshuv laharshia. Society was descending. Enochanami. From Kayin, culture came out. From Shais, we know Shais had a son, Enosh. Enosh introduced Avodah Zarah to the world. There's a difference between what Kayin produced and what Shais produced. Kayin produced people who developed the world physically, the whole physical development of the world. Shais, B'tzelem Elokim. Enoch already began twisting Ruchnias in the wrong direction. It was Ruchnias, but moving in the wrong direction. And because of that, society just was beginning to unravel. So the two streams that are happening there, one who b'chal has nothing to do with Ruchnias, one who has to do with the corrupt Ruchnias. But as long as the descendants of Shais had some degree of Ruchnias, you had a Chanoch who could go back to a sincere Ruchnias. And Meshur Selach, who was his son, was a tzaddik. But still you had Yechidim with tzaddikim until you get till Noach. Now, what happens to generations that have lost their, I would say, moral compass, their connection to true Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the idea that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one Torah and one set of absolute demands that he makes on everybody. So, the powerful people, what does that mean? They were powerful people. The people in position, their children took advantage of that position and used their power that their parents had for their own private benefit. That's how Rashi understands it. And the Ramban writes, "B'nei Amosim Hechomos Begolui Ve'Moneos," and no one stopped them from doing it. Mikola Shebechoro. What does that mean? When people do not have a solid ruchnius, sense of absolutes. That's what Avram Avinu told Avimelech. What does that mean? He said, if I believe in a Torah, this is right and this is wrong. You can't twist it. It's absolute. But if we make up our own rules, and everything is a human being who's a Valtaiv who's making his rules, all those rules are going to be there to justify my ego, my Taivus, etc. And no one's safe. Here people began totally preoccupied, total physical beings, devoid of any sense of ruchnius. Here and there you had individuals who may have had a sense of ruchnius, but society as such was totally devoid. So therefore, in such a society, the powerful people take advantage of the less powerful people. People are not powerful because of their positions in society, and it gives them power and control. And therefore, their own self-interest to fulfill their tithes becomes the dominant part of how they use that power. Noshim, Mikol Hashem Bechara. So Rashi describes how it goes. First, you become preoccupied with the mutter, natural pleasures. After that, but you're never satisfied. You always want more and more. And since you always want more and more, so you move from the motor to the osa. But even that doesn't satisfy you. So from the motor to the osa, you move to the unnatural. Even that doesn't satisfy you. Then you're to the total unnatural, Mishka Behema. Anyone who sees the world today as it's spinning out of control says this is what it is. Now, why did this happen in the time of Noah? So, having Noah, you have two paths that are happening. One is Noah, or Noah Motzachem Ben Yashem. Have a Noah who Mr. Shalach was a tzaddik. We don't know much about Lemech. But he had a son Noach. And exactly when Noach was born, unbelievable wealth comes to the world. And at the moment you have unbelievable wealth, you have unbelievable power and control. What are you going to do then with that? So, there's one group of people, powerful people, use that to satisfy all their divers. And they destroyed society. What does Hashem say? Vayomer Hashem, Lo yodon ruchi b'odom lo'olam. I will not allow society to disintegrate, to go, just go to nothing. It's not why I created the world. What did we say? The world was created for Torah, that it should function according to certain rules, in a certain way. And I'm not going to allow this to happen forever. Lo yodun ruchi b'odom olam v'shagam hu bosa. Shagam zos bo shu bosa. Ho yom of meyo v'asim shana. Says, I'm giving the world 120 years to do tshuva. He set a time. And there were two things that were going to happen during that 120 years. Hanfil mohoyu b'oretz b'yom ha'ahim. They were very powerful people. Gibora hava b'oretz b'yom ha'ahim. And they began producing families, very powerful people, and they were determining what was happening with society. It says, Rashi, when Enosh began, Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Chorban to the world. You think you can control the world? You're Avodah Zarah, I'll show you I'm in control of the world. And people didn't take a lesson. And people should have taken a lesson because as society continued to disintegrate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made life increasingly difficult. And then he finally gave up and said, okay, I'll make life easy, maybe they'll come back. They were giants. Giborim Surah says, Limrod Bamokom, Anshe Shem. Okay. So, what happens to society? It's an unbelievable thing. Rabba Ros Ha'odam Baretz, Chol Yetzir, Marshals, Libo, Rak Ra, Kol Hayom. Every thought they had was totally evil the entire day. That means there wasn't one time of the day it wasn't some thoughts, all thoughts. All of the thoughts were totally evil the entire day. It's a very extreme statement. I mean, once a person becomes so preoccupied with satisfying all of his desires, and that's what the be-all and the end of life, it totally controls the person, consumes the person, and that becomes who the person is. The word nochom means to change. What is nicham aveim? To change the oval's attitude. To change the oval's attitude. Kodesh Baruch Hu le'eli mikol b'yachosa v'shirosa tushbachosa v'nechamosa. Kodesh Baruch Hu is above change. But he changes hanhaga with the world, that he does. Because this was not the plan that he had made of the Marishan. He created a human being. V'yisatze v'libo. Rashi says, Nisabel of the Maziyot. He created human beings with incredible potential. And they took that potential and they misused it and abused it and destroyed themselves. Vayomer, Em Chesodom. Okay. Noach Motzachem Bnei Hashem. Okay. Me'odamad behema, says Rashi, avhem yishchishu darkam. It means a human being's madrega doesn't only affect himself. A human being's madrega affects the entire world. Our mitzvahs and our ma'asim tovim impact HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga on the world. Number one, a mitzvah ma'asim tovim affect the world. So if human beings are acting improperly, all of a sudden animals, that hashpah spreads, affects the world. And the animals are acting improperly. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't. That's why the only animals that were allowed into the teva, those animals would act properly. Because they become part of the teva of the human being and teva of the Adam, this total preoccupation with self, with their physical being, without any spiritual dimension. Eva told us Noach. What happens to Noach? Noach is tzaddik tam mehoya, b'doros. Now, that pasuk can be interpreted in many ways. Noach, and it depends when you put the commas. Eila told us Noach. Noach is tzaddik. So what's meaning tam mehoya b'doros? So if you take a look in Unklis, Unklis says, Shelem Hava Bidorayu Bidchalta Dashem. He was a tzaddik tomin. The perfect tzaddik. Now, obviously, everyone knows that to Pshatim, what would have been a different door, or he would, if in this door, so in another door. In some sense, they're both true. That if you look at Noach, what he was, tzaddik, withstanding all of the pressures of the world around him. On the other hand, when you do that, maybe it affects you. Had you been in a place where you didn't have the things pulling you down, you would have been even bigger. They're both true. And because of that, he's called a tzaddik tomim. Only a tzaddik tomim would have been able to withstand. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a job. The job he gave him was to build a teva in public, a massive structure he had to build. You have 120 years to build it. Now, Noach was a significant person. And people, what are you doing? And he would talk to them about doing tshuva. Noach was the largest failure in the history of Baal Teshuva movements. Didn't produce a single person. Total strikeout. And the only ones he affected were his family, his three sons, Shem Yosef, off the office. So, question is why? Why did he fail? Not anyone. It could be simply could be people became so totally evil there was no way in. There was no little hole that you could penetrate to get into. Now here you have to understand in a very important yesod. We'll finish with this. And that is, when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, so there was a fundamental change in the Tzelem Elokim of the world. By accepting the Torah, Klal Yisrael had neshamas that were on a higher madriga. And no matter Yisrael, Afa Pishachot Yisrael, who, there's always something that remains pure deep down in the heart of every Jew. And that purity that remains deep down in the heart of every Jew, that someday can explode into a flame, into a fire. That happened after Matan Torah. It was a guarantee to all of Yisrael that there's something inside the neshama of a Jew, deep down, something that's uncorruptible. Be the most corrupt person in the world. And that's why we find Jews at the center of all different spiritual movements. There's something in the neshama of a Jew that seeks out ruchnius. But could be that before the marble, these people became so totally evil, as the Rambam says, they lost the entire tzelem ruchim. There was nothing left to ignite. And it was only Noach and his family that survived. So, it's possibility number one. Possibility number two, you have to care about people. As we'll see, no one didn't care. Not much being people unless you care. Another reason might be, this Meretz Hashem Blinera next week we'll explore. Noach Mekitneh Amun, he believed and he believed and he believed, but deep down in his heart, is the marble going to happen or the marble's not going to happen? If you don't believe 100% and you care about people, you're not going to be much better than anybody. Could we alter your right? We'll explore this a little in greater detail in Meretz Hashem Blinera next week.